This week we'll be taking a look at a new quest that involves Bob the Cat, reworks to the Tazara Fight Pit, and the questionable redesign of the RuneScape website. I'm Shane 1288, and welcome to RSBM The Update. Hello everybody, good evening, good morning, good afternoon, wherever you may be. This is RSBNB Update with Pika69.
I'm Shane 1288, and we've got a guest this week that hasn't been a guest before, and his name is Jeff. He's a moderator on RSBNB, Stanley 1943, on RuneScape. Would you care to say hello?
Hello everyone.
Alright. I think we're going to follow the same format for this show as with all the other shows that we've been doing thus far. So, what do you say we get started, because we have lots of RuneScape updates to talk about this week, you guys.
How about the Mage Arena and the new minigame change?
Tazara rework. I don't know. Pika, did you go there and test it after they changed anything?
Wait, where at?
This week's update, the Tazara Major, or the Tazara Fight Pits rework, and the Major Arena.
I've never even been to the Fight Pits, so.
Oh, okay.
But, I'm not missing much.
Yeah, I haven't been there either. But basically what they did this week is they added more viewing orbs to view the fights, I guess. And you'll be cured when you leave of poison, and your prayer will recharge, and your hit points will recharge. So they've fixed that. And actual process of entering the pits has been changed. People in the waiting area will automatically join the fight without being asked. Waiting time has also been reduced, which is, I guess, good, hey?
I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've been there. It's quite good, but the high levels get the place.
Yeah, they would gradually take control over it, I think. Okay, well, seems to be made better, but I guess the clan could still
it's
just go
really
in there
fun,
and kill everyone, eh?
It's not really
I guess
fun.
And just occupy the place, no?
You kill people in there, yeah. And you don't really get anything.
Yeah. So, I don't know. That's back on last week's update, but we just figured we'd report that they did add some new, that they did change things around. They also did change the Mage Arena. They added webs and a lever to prevent a quick exit from the Mage Arena. So, I guess making it more dangerous. I'm glad that I don't have to do that Mage Arena anymore. I did it when I
didn't even finish.
Yeah, I finished it. Jeff, did you finish the Mage Arena?
No, I always wait it till midnight, but it didn't work.
Oh, yeah. Let's see. Well, I guess that I guess it's good for the people that have done it beforehand and whatnot. So, moving on. Other update we had this week was the Tale of Two Cats quest. The Tale of Two Cats. I don't know where this update came from, because it wasn't even mentioned in the beginning of the month. So, I don't know. Did any of you guys do this quest?
No.
No? Jeff?
No.
I don't, this quest.
I hardly do any quests.
It was a good quest.
Yeah.
Basically, you go around and you guys know Bob the cat, right? You have to find him, find out he's lovesick, and then look after his owner while he and this other cat go around RuneScape. I have some pictures on my blog, shane.rsbnb.com, with pictures of the quest and everything. This part where you have to either become a nurse or a doctor. There's this picture on there. It says, "No, you're not. A nurse wouldn't be holding that." And then I'm holding a rune javelin in my hand. So, that was kind of interesting. And basically, they upgrade your Catspeak amulet so you can track Bob wherever he is now. So,
oh, that's cool.
Yeah, so you can go see Bob if you want to. They have a tracking thing built in.
That's awesome.
They should have a tracking thing for players.
Yeah, that would be interesting. And there's this good cutscene at the end where they go to the KBD, and then this ranger comes in to the KBD, and the KBD finishes it off with a hit of 40. So that's a good quest. I like that quest. There's a list of stuff you have to do on there. You have to tidy the house, warm human, feed human, tidy human, and tend the garden. Tidy human consists of cutting his hair with shears that you use on a wool or on a sheep to get wool. I wouldn't want somebody using that on me. What about you guys?
No.
It doesn't matter to me. As long as the hair gets cut. It doesn't matter.
Oh well. Moving on. Next, new RuneScape homepage. What do you guys think of this new piece of crap that they put out?
Yeah, piece of crap.
Since they changed the world select, it's okay, but I noticed that when I'm on the front page and I hit play RuneScape, it sends me back to the front page again.
Really?
And then it goes to the detail page. I don't know what's up with that.
Hmm.
Probably so they see the ads more, so they get more money or something like that.
Yeah, maybe. Like it's like looking at it on a usability aspect, it's pretty bad.
Yeah, it's not quite user friendly.
No.
But since you can put the worlds in order of members and non members or just world order, like one and
That's okay, actually.
And all that, it's pretty good.
But there are some usability aspects that I would like to point out. You guys see where it says play RuneScape and create a free account?
Yeah.
And underneath there it says new user and existing user. Basically someone who has bad eyesight would not be able to see that. So.
Well, it's kind of apparent,
Yeah. But it's...
If you're a new user, you're going to have to create an account.
But it's there, so... Why do they have to make it, almost invisible? If they want it to be there, it should be there. They should hire...
What I don't like is, say you want to go to the forums, it doesn't actually say forums. They say, discuss...
Yes, yes.
That's really crap.
I spent... Two minutes before this show, before we recorded this show, looking for the buttons to go to the forums. So, definitely need to change that. So, Dragx, if you're listening, please change that.
And the worst part is, when you log on, and it gets screened with, your PIN number and all that good stuff on it.
Yeah.
It's because you're standing there, and you could get PK'd like Chrysler has a few times. And she's told me, and so your character's just standing there helplessly. When you're just looking at all your account stats and all that.
Yeah.
So.
So that's horrible.
It is. This is an atrocity to RuneScape. This is the worst thing ever that has happened.
Yeah. Also, they say your password is only safe as your computer. So they say install antivirus software. That's going to prevent a keylogger or something, right?
Yes.
It's more than antivirus you need to do. Spyware, antivirus, and basically just be safe. There's no way that just one of these things will, happen. So, I don't know. Definitely the new website. I'd rate definitely a 1 out of 5.
I like the world select, but that's the only thing I like about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, same with me.
Yeah. What does it say your guys' best worlds are?
I've gotten world 2, world 18, world 26, I think, or something like that.
Huh.
I don't know.
I got worlds that are obviously not good worlds.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It says world 18 is the best for me all the time. But even when, that's in Toronto. And for those of you guys that don't know geography, Toronto is on the eastern part of Canada. And I'm kind of in the western area of Canada, so obviously Seattle would be closer to me than Toronto is. So it should be staying one of the Seattle worlds for me.
And I don't even care where the server is. I just staying on 64 because whatever. I just staying on
65.
One. Oh yeah, 65. Yeah. It used to be 64. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Well,
I don't know. We don't like that website. I think could have been done better. Same with you, Jeff. You feel the same?
Yeah. Yeah. It would be best if they didn't change anything.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's go on to, if we remember at the end of August, I think it was, they started taking email for the post bag where people could write to the people in RuneScape. For example, this month from the mailbag, there's a letter to the blue dragon in the Heroes Guild. You guys know? You know that blue dragon down there?
Yeah.
So there's a letter to that dragon. You want me to read an excerpt of it?
Sure.
All right. I know this may seem come as a shock to you, but you did know that all the other dragons are out and roaming free while they keep you imprisoned beneath the Heroes Guild as sport for many rangers in the world to take cheap shots all day? I say it's not fair that they have limited you to ability to defend yourself and that they have stripped away your dragon pride in such a fashion. Surely, if they allowed you to fight back with your breath weapon, rangers would reconsider shaming you all day long by staying out of reach with their bows and arrows. Even Elvarg, while still in prison like you, is still given the ability to fight back against attackers. I say you must muster your energies of dragonkin and break free of your chains, and then this just goes on and on and on. So, then the dragon replies that they're so glad that somebody realized that they were down there. And I've been in here so long that the peskiest shitties installed the door I can't fit through. But wait, perhaps you're right. After all, I would like to seek revenge on all the rangers who find it amusing when fighting me. So, that's one of the ones. And then there is another one dubbed. This person sent in a letter to the lesser demon, the second spawning lesser demon in the Karamja under the volcano, dubbed him as Carrot.
So basically, it's just I bring like food and you make me eat it, and like you drop ashes and I get to keep parts of you, and then crap like that, just sensitive stuff that no one even cares about. And then the reply is that the lesser demon is a a minion of Zamorak, and would he appreciate poetry and gifts? I do believe you have been grossly misinformed about demons, although I look forward to your next visit. And that's from Carrot. Some just whatever.
Yeah.
This letter makes... This letter makes no
some
sense.
Some weird stuff in there, I think.
If anyone from Jagex is listening, please bring back the God letters, because these are just ridiculous.
All right. Yeah, God letters were fun.
Yes, questions.
I don't know. How about we move on to questions?
Sweet.
Yeah.
Well, we
let's go to questions.
We have a lot of questions, sweet.
First question. Yes? Yeah, lots of questions. I commend the listeners for sending in. We've gotten three audio questions this week. That is definitely a record. First question is from Alex43.
Not too many people like the new website layout of RuneScape.com. Do you guys like it better than the old one? If so, why do you like it more? And if not, how would you change it for the future?
Alright, that question was from Alex43 of the new RuneScape website.
We don't like it.
I think it's already been made clear that we do not like the new layout of the website. So how about we just go to the second part of that? What would you change about it?
Everything except the world chain or the world selection, because I do like that. But I would change it back to the old style because it was just better.
What I'd change is like they did a good security thing by making it so you can only access what you can access when you log into a certain area. That's good, but they should make it more clear as to where you're going. As said before, when I was looking before this episode, I was spending 2 minutes looking for where the forums are. So, that should be made clear. Then you guys also notice the player moderator link down below?
There's a
player moderator center. I guess they put that in public view now.
Yeah, I guess. Why would they show that publicly, though? Just to show that the player moderators are there and to be careful and all that? Like, kind of a Big Brother thing, like, we're watching you?
Doesn't make sense.
Something like that, I don't know.
I don't know. I'd also change it so, like, well, they do show more news things, but I think it's just the thing that annoyed me the most was the world switch the first day and the buttons on the top, those two buttons at the top. And then also the side navigation. Those are my two biggest problems with it right now.
Okay, in case anyone didn't actually see the world selection on the first day, what it was is it was just buttons saying, like, different locations. And then when you would click on a button, it would show you the worlds that it contained. So, like, if you're looking for World 43 and didn't know where it was, you would have to search for it. It was crap.
Yeah.
Yes, so. Definitely.
Yeah. All right. I think that pretty much sums that one up. Let's move on to the next question, audio question. That question was from Alex43. The next question is from Z Jin. Also, when you send in a question, the name will most likely, like when you send in an audio question, the name will most likely use is the name that comes in on the email address. So we're just using names that can't come in on the email addresses. This question is from Z Jin.
Hello. This is Skate Oakley, and my question is, what do you like most about RuneScape, and why?
Alright, so what do we like most about RuneScape?
I'll go first.
Okay.
Actually, I don't really like I don't have any specific like of any skills, but I like the part where you can contact with your friends and socialize with them.
Oh, yeah. Anything else?
Not really.
Oh, yeah. Pika?
Probably farming, actually.
Farming? Oh,
yeah,
really?
Surprisingly. But other than farming, which I do in all my hours of labor, I farm so much. But other than that, probably, I don't know. Fishing, I guess, because it brings in some money.
I don't know what my favorite thing is on RuneScape. It's all pretty much equal. RuneCrafting has definitely taken a fall in my book.
I suffered two
losses in the past week using the Abyss method of RuneCrafting. So, if I had to pick one thing that I would like about RuneScape, I'd say it's maybe the adventuring of going somewhere, like a new area or something. Something like that, maybe.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Sure.
Whoa, that was
all right, there. Thank you for that question. Next question is Opal Tiger about the whip.
Hey, quick question here. A lot of people have recently been complaining that the special attack of the Abyssal Whip has been underpowered. Wonder if you agree with this, and if so, how would you change it?
Okay, so about the whip special being underpowered. Am I the only one here that in the show right now that owns a whip?
I never had a whip. I'm too poor.
Huh. Well, whip special. As we recall, it is a bit underpowered. Basically, what it does is if it's successful, it'll transfer some of the opponent's run energy to you. And they changed this like a while back. If you remember one of the episodes, I did a interesting quote of what one of the rants was about the whip. I'm pretty sure you guys all remember that, hey?
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
Yeah. Well, basically what the whip used to do is it used to do an entangle thingy if it was successful and prevent the target from moving for a certain amount of time. And then, of course, after they changed, like, first it was really powerful with that special, and then they reduced the power a bit. That dropped it to about 9 million or 8 million or so, I think. And then when they made this other change where it just takes energy from the opponent, that's when they dropped to around 5 million, and they've been dropping a bit. I think they've steadied out around 4 million right now. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah.
Basically, the whip special is underpowered compared to
what it was when it first came out in February or whenever people first started getting whips. So, definitely that it is underpowered.
So, how would you change it?
Not always.
Change it. Well, you'd balance it, I think, is essential in the game. Well, I don't know. What do you guys think about balance in the game? Is it essential or?
Yeah. That's it.
Exactly.
That's it right there.
Like, if we look, take a modern example of balance, let's take a look at a war. Say, the war in Iraq and the war with the U.S. Which country has the superior firepower?
U.S.
Yeah, the U.S. Yes. The U.S. Yes, Pika knows that. Well, anyways, the U.S. See, if they wanted to maintain more of a real-life aspect of the game, then they would have a certain unbalanced portion of it. But since there are complainers amongst most of the younger people that play that they don't like the whip, like younger people I'm speaking, like some that are 12 or so, even some older ones, complain mm-hmm. about the whip. So, of course, with complainers, Jagex lowered the specifications of the whip, so because of the people, the whip took a fall in that. So it depends really if they want to keep it realistic or not, something like that.
I don't know.
But what would I change?
Probably.
I would maybe make it do the energy thing, and rather than an entangle, maybe do like a snare, 5 seconds or whatever. Which one is 5 seconds?
So.
Bind?
The level 25.
Yeah, bind. Bind, yeah. Bind. Yeah, make it to bind or something like that rather than something more. So, that's what I'd change about it. I remember when Pika had his whip, it was pretty good. Yeah, very good. Well, thanks for that audio question. That question was from Opal Tiger. Thank you. Now we go on to text questions. You guys, what one of you guys want to start with the text questions?
I'll read it. Okay, text question number one is, if you could remove one thing from RuneScape, what would it be and why? And from Skate Ickley or Ickley or something like that. Anyways, what would I remove? Cannons.
No.
No. Cannons. I would remove cannons. And why would I remove cannons? Because every time I go to Dagonoth to train, yeah, it's nice until someone brings her cannon, and it wreaks chaos. Or I'm training up at the trolls, up in Trollheim or whatever it is, and someone brings a cannon there. Or I'm just training wherever and someone has to bring a stupid cannon to cause chaos. So
obviously, you're cannon on that. Guess I'll go next. What would I remove from RuneScape? I would definitely, I'd say, remove some of the... I don't know what I'd remove. Let me think about it. Jeff, go first. Or go next.
Remove farming.
I don't really know anyway, like you.
Yeah. Thinking about it, I'd maybe remove...
Cow fights?
Or did you say cow fights?
Because I hate when I
cow
get
fights?
This for Slayer.
Okay.
Cow fights.
The
like
bugs?
The cow fights in the desert.
All right.
Yes. Because I hate when I get those for Slayer.
I don't know. I don't know what I'd remove. Maybe. Oh, I know what I'd remove.
I think it's perfect.
Yeah.
I would remove
Yeah. Yeah.
but if there was something in the actual game that I would remove, I would probably remove the, you guys know when you're following someone, that there's sometimes a bug in the follow system where a person can get stuck behind something?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd try and fix that.
Oh, I had that happen to me one time. I was following someone, to Canifis, and I got stuck in the gate that, like...
Uh-huh.
It's weird. I'll show you some other time, but...
Yeah. Yeah, I always got that kind of problem, too, so that's what I'd remove. That was from Steak Ickley.
Yes.
Next question. Okay. Do Do you think it would be a valuable addition to the remaining to add the remaining skill guilds? Mining, there's a mining guild, magic guild, so add woodcutting and slayer guild. What do you guys think like
a
that?
A slayer guild, like...
What would the slayer guild be like if they had one?
I don't know about that, but I think it would be definitely a good idea to have them. It would add a whole bunch of... It would basically add... For anybody who has a level, they could have somewhere to go dedicated to that skill. I think it's a good idea.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, we all agreed that that might be a good idea.
Yeah.
All right. I think that does that one. That question was from Chrisella, who is a moderator on RSBNB. Okay. Let's move on to the next question. What was your favorite quest, and why, and in future quests, and why, and in future quests, what would you like to see more of? From Halimer. Well, you guys go first.
My favorite quest?
Okay,
Jeff, go first.
I think my favorite is, probably Underground Pass.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's fun, you know, the obstacles, and it's quite fun. I almost died, but it's fun.
Okay, and what would you, what would you like to see more of?
Adventure quests, explore some place.
Yeah. Who's going next? You're not done?
Exploring some new place with a friend, and you require a partner.
Oh, yeah. Have you done Regicide and all the other ones in the series?
Neither have I.
No.
Yeah.
I got the level, though.
Yeah, they're going to be closing that series out pretty soon, I think. So, that should be interesting. Pika, next.
My favorite quest was... I can't remember what the name of it was, but it takes place down in the desert, south of Shantae Pass, where you have to, fix that one guy... That golem or whatever he is, and then you go into the portal.
The feud?
And it goes to the... No, it's the other one.
Huh.
It's like we have to fix that golem guy.
Uh-huh.
Or I think that's what it was. And then you gotta give him directions.
From Desert Month, that was?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And then you have to go into this demon's lair, but the demon died or something. So there's nothing there.
That quest was called the golem.
Yeah,
golem. That's it. That was my quest. That was so fun. It was hardcore.
Yeah.
And, I would like to see more quests like Desert Treasure.
Desert Treasure?
Yeah.
Like to see some more like that?
Yeah, but long ones, they're 8 times longer than Desert Treasure and harder. But then you get, amazing rewards.
Yeah. I think that would be good. My turn next, I guess. My favorite quest was Desert Treasure. I'll say that without hesitation. So, Desert Treasure. Why? Basically because you, got to go around and it was basically like putting a puzzle together. You got the different pieces of the puzzle, and then once the puzzle was completed, unlocked something that was really, really good.
Oh, yeah, and we didn't
die at all. In this case, the pieces of the puzzle were the four
gems. Which was amazing. Which was amazing, because everybody I talked to that has done it, dies a lot, so.
No. We actually did pretty good on that one. We did it a few days after Mike and Derek. Derek was a former moderator of RSBNB. I think they died at least once. So I guess we did pretty good on that to not die. Yeah. Well, basically put the four gems together, and then in the end it all unlocks to the ancient magic spells. So that's why I like that one. Putting the puzzle together and going around to collect pieces, you know?
Stuff like Zaros.
That. I'd like to see more of Zaros. That's what I'd like to see more of.
Okay.
Yes. So, definitely. That's what I'd like to see more of. That was a good question from Halimer. Alright. Last question. When do you guys want to take this one?
Jeff. Jeff? Okay, I'll go on anyways. Do you think they will add another skill after carpentry? And if so, what do you think it will be? And that's from Dragon Rai 6 or Dragon something 6. Yeah. Sorry if I get your names wrong. Yeah, I can't help it. Another skill after carpentry. Well, what would it be, though? Underwater basket weaving.
I don't know. Basket weaving.
Oh, what about summoning? Because I remember hearing something about summoning.
What? So carpentry. Yeah. That might be a skill.
Like what?
I think that could get dangerous at the higher level.
Like a Calphite Queen.
Something like that, like summon a monster and then it just starts attacking.
Yes.
Or like summoning
not be able
in the
to control it, summon it in the center of Varrock.
That only attacks. Oh, you can have like wars where you summon like non-playable characters and like
summoning,
have battles like that.
That's a good idea.
That'd be pretty cool. But the catch is that you can only have. It's like different levels for each monster, but there's one set
idea,
total level.
Actually,
like let's say the total level you could have is like 3,000, so that could be like, I don't know, like 1,500 chickens or just like a couple Cuffite Queens. Yeah, and that'd be awesome. Yeah, 1,500.
Yeah,
yes.
Summon chickens.
I guess.
Well,
evil chicken.
It'd be
summoning,
like Warcraft, but like with monsters.
Would add a whole new aspect onto.
It would be awesome.
Clan wars and everything like that, so. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah, I think
I believe you guys
willing to put your money on summoning might be a good skill after carpentry? Okay.
Yeah.
I will too.
Okay, no more questions.
Yeah. Question was from Dragon Race 6. I think we're done with questions for today. How about we... Let's move on to the tech news.
Gasp.
Tech news. Windows is officially broken.
And what does that mean?
And it was admitted by Microsoft itself. So, well, basically means is they're having trouble trying to get the next
version
of Windows
does work.
And making it so that it'll actually work and not have any problems with it. They're not going to work.
Mm-hmm.
They're actually probably going to be splitting it off into separate divisions. Like the gaming software and stuff like that, OS. Basically, there's this line in the article that says, WinFS, which was supposed to be the new file system in Vista, so troublesome that engineers began talking about whether they could make the pig fly. Images of pigs with wings started appearing in presentations and offices. So I guess they are worried if they can make Vista go. So
I think they're just making it too complicated for themselves.
Yeah, they should have started out with something new rather than everything. So I don't know. I think Microsoft days are numbered. What do you guys think?
I give up on Windows.
Yeah. Linux.
Or Macintosh.
One of the two, hey?
I think I'll get a Mac for my next computer. I'm done with my Windows for now.
Yeah, I want to get one too. So, So basically, it's broken. Microsoft admitted itself, which is not a good thing for a company to do. Say, do you think we should say that we're actually broken, and then go on and say that we're actually broken? There's the growing threat from Google, Apple, and Linux. In recent years, these companies have been dashing out more innovations than Microsoft, so something definitely that they should be worried about.
So Google should just buy Microsoft.
I don't know if they'd have enough to do that or not. What do you guys think?
I don't know.
I think Google is Google, yeah.
Yeah. Google will probably end up buying someone, so. In 2001, Microsoft made a film document
a documentary about or celebrating creation of XP. So basically this article just goes on and on about the failure. So if you like reading about failure, you can go ahead and read that. And they are planning Service Pack 3 for Windows XP to come out after Vista comes out next year. Vista's the priority right now, though. So, I think that about does that story. Anybody have any comments on that?
Microsoft sucks.
Yeah. I did a Flashy Friday about that when that first started. I'll see if I can dig that link up. Yeah. Next story is that Google is offering free Wi-Fi to San Francisco residents. So, I don't think any of us live in that area, do we?
Well, I live, if you look at the map, I live in like 1 hour away from San Francisco, which is San Jose.
Oh, yeah.
See. Yeah, so I should, like, move there and get the free Wi-Fi.
Could they be tracking where you go online with it, though?
Well, yeah, it would be... It's basically just a big network, so of course they'd be seeing where you go and everything. So I don't know about the security of it, because it would have to be an open access point and not encrypted. Do you guys have wireless access points in your house? Jeff?
Yeah, but I have it... encrypted.
What do you guys use? You guys use WEP or WPA? Yeah, WPA is what you want to use for encryption if you can. So, they're offering speeds of 300 kilobits per second, which is faster than dial-up, using the 802.11bng protocols, and then eventually going to N, which is the new protocol that's coming out. So, you guys see any future in this, like whether or not it's
like downtown in Tucson here, we have
further down the road
a Wi-Fi network, but it's encrypted and you have to pay for it. But I totally support the like nationwide internet. Isn't there like a not free, but free would be great, but the security issues with it. But like isn't Verizon or someone offering like Wi-Fi nationwide or something? Or something like that.
I'm not sure.
I thought I heard something about something it. But anyways, I totally support the like nationwide Wi-Fi everywhere, where it's practical to have. But
you're talking about WiMAX.
Sure. I don't know the terms.
WiMAX is basically wireless internet wherever you are. So
okay, yeah, that'll work.
Okay.
It can
go ahead.
It could be like XM, where it's just like off a satellite. That'd be awesome.
Yeah, maybe. But satellite is slow. Well, anyways, basically, if they did this, maybe they would be the, like, because internet access is going to be getting cheaper as things go on, like broadband over power line, stuff like that.
Oh,
that's going to make it available.
Oh, I remember hearing about that a long time ago. So you could just plug your computer into the socket, and there's internet's there.
Yeah,
it's pretty cool.
Yeah, that's how that would work. So eventually, it would be free. So something, I think this story is showing how they are able to do this, and when other people start doing it, that they will do it. Mm-hmm. So definitely interesting. Anyways, enough of tech news. Let's go on to the rat segment.
Yay.
What do you guys say to that?
It's my favorite part.
Who wants to read the first one?
I will.
A few ones.
We got these off the forums, right? The official forums?
Yeah. The official rants forum is where these come from, and we don't...
Post the username.
We don't give names when we read rants.
I only get scabby random event. I really want the frogs or something like a mime to happen. People walk around, see people with mimes, and the people think, oh, I wish I had a random event. So please give me one. If you don't, I'll go mad. Yeah.
Random events are random.
That's why they're called random events.
Complain about them.
Like, Like, I've never had a frog or anything.
Oh, man.
I think the mime and the mazes are more common now.
Oh, really? What about you, Jeff? Oh, yeah. What about evil chickens?
I had one, but that's all.
Yeah.
Oh, I've had two of those. Those things are crazy. I've had I had the two forester things, so I got the lederhosen top and pants, but I want the hat.
Random events are random. I've had enough mimes that I'm only missing the mime mask, and then I'll have full mime, including emotes and everything.
Oh, I have all the emotes and all the clothes, so it's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
Or I think I do.
So random events are random. I think eventually everybody gets the random events. It's just a matter of time.
Oh, but I'm thinking about what the mask is. You should be able to wear like a hat with it. Covering your face. Why can't you have like a beret or something on your head?
Oh, yeah, that makes sense, actually.
You see?
Yeah, I see.
You see? They don't... I don't know. It's probably stupid, but I don't care. Just something I thought about.
Well, sure. I think that rant is just somebody that's upset that they don't get hardly any random events. All right. Moving on.
Oh,
next rant.
Ooh, this next one is all in capitals, so this one's pretty hardcore right here. Who wants to read it?
I'll read it. Get rid of runes, Jagex. If you have an Earth here, you never run out. It spoils the game, because you can't get your mage up. 2, runecrafting takes ages, and it does not help. Get rid of runes. Send if you agree. Why would you want to get rid of runes?
Because you're a retard?
Maybe. But runes are essential.
It spoils the game because you can't get your mage up. Well, won't that happen if you do get rid of runes?
Yeah, you won't be able to get it up unless you use genie lamps.
Why don't people think before they post these rants?
They should, actually.
But wait, no. I don't want smart people to post rants, because if they do, then we have nothing for the show. So I support all the stupid idiots out there who post rants. I support you.
I see. Well, I don't know. I don't see how removing runes would do anything.
It would, like, reduce magic.
Yeah.
And you couldn't teleport.
Yep. So, no point in that.
And then you couldn't high elk.
Yep.
No.
Then the whole skill would be gone.
So, yeah.
I know.
Let's just say that this person who reads this, I'm not sure what's going through their mind.
If they even have a mind, that is. Okay, is that all for the rants?
No, there's one more.
Oh, really? Okay.
Who is ruder? Free to play or pay to play? I don't know. It's just kind of, this rant went on for pages and pages, so I was just,
Who's meaner?
They just took the topic. Or who do you think is ruder, the free-to-play or the pay-to-play people?
Free-to-play. Because, like, if I go to meet a friend on free-to-play, like, if I'm wearing my Guthix and, like, my warrior helmet and dragon weapons and all that,
free-to-play.
People, like, swarm around me and call me a stupid noob. And why? Just because I'm a member?
Know.
I don't see the correlation there. Between being a member and being a noob, I don't understand it.
No. Funny story, there are some rude pay-to-play people. Last night, I was walking, and this person threw me a gnome ball. Then I dropped the gnome ball, and they said, I report you for item scamming. So they were going to try and report me for dropping their gnome ball. Called item scamming.
It's not.
So, I don't know.
It's not like you were going to sell it back to them for a couple million GP.
I know. I just dropped it on the ground because I don't need
it. I already have
a
few of them. And I don't even use them, so whatever.
Yeah. That was funny. Actually. Yeah. It was that's literally how it was.
And plus they can
throw me the ball, they drop it, then they said, pass it. I say, no, I dropped it. Then they said, with a few exclamation points after, I report you, item scamming. So that's basically how it was. Well,
I just guess. they're pretty green, on according to me. So
okay,
definitely less than 8.
What level were they?
Yeah. So that was just something on this. Anybody have anything else to say on this
surprisingly
one?
Surprisingly not.
No. Okay.
Super.
How about we just move on to RSBNB matters? Nothing really new to report on RSBNB. The site has been slow a bit, but we plan to have this fixed soon. So, it'll be fixed soon. Also, matter with the show. We are going to be doing a RSS feed and having the show on the iTunes Music Store. But that'll be in a bit after. I'm also working with the newspaper to develop a design for the newspaper website. So eventually both these websites will use kind of the same design, but they will be different. And then we will be able to use our own RSS feeds and have show on the iTunes podcast directory. So that's just a little update with this show. All right. I guess we're just about ready to close it up. There any other things that we're doing in RuneScape that we want to mention?
No, not really.
I don't know. Been doing some rune crafting still. What about you?
I've been mining.
Oh yeah.
I'm working to get my mining
level.
All I
did was
cutting
and fishing,
which I guess is good. It's going slow, but whatever.
Yeah.
Wow.
Ring crafting here. Also, I did get a good program. It's called Wallpaper Changer. And it changes your wallpaper for you automatically at a set interval of time. And you can have it select a random wallpaper from stuff that you add in. So maybe just something to take a look at.
Sounds good.
Yeah. I think we're done for episode 16 of RSBNB Update. Anybody have any closing remarks?
No.
No? Well, I guess that's it for this episode. We'll see you guys again next week. I am Shaman208.
Pika69. And Jeff. Yeah.
And this is Jeff.
So, stay tuned for next week's
show. Later, y'all.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye, everyone.
Yay.
This has been episode 16 of RSBNB Update. Episode 16 was recorded on October 1st, 2005. Episode 17 will be recorded next week. You can send questions for that show to questions@rsbnb.com, or you can post your questions in the thread that will be created later on in the week. Thank you.